When one reads the Old Testament prophets, it is important to understand the symbology of references to Abraham, Jacob, Israel, Judah, Zion, and Jerusalem. Abraham represents the righteousness of faith through which grace is obtained. Jacob represents those people who value relationship with the Lord. Israel represents the called. Judah represents the chosen. Zion represents the dwelling place of the Lord. Jerusalem represents the seat where the Lord rules. Because the Lord used this specific person, this specific place, and these specific people, it is easy to take too narrow a view of his interests and his intentions. Jesus made it clear that Israel was not the only people that his Holy Spirit loved in John 3:16 and 17. Our Lord is interested in relationship, not DNA, Revelation 3:20. Unfortunately, not only have Jews overplayed their role as the chosen people, but so have many Christians who fail to see the symbology of Abraham and Israel with respect to our Lord's intent for all humanity. Many are called, but few are chosen. Speaks to the global nature of the calling to relationship with the Lord and the reality that only those who receive the calling are actually chosen. Even the Holy Spirit anointing of Christ Jesus and his powerful life of miracles, healings, and exorcisms is seen as a one-off by Christians. Yes, Jesus is Lord, but he is also the first fruit of many brethren. When we see Christ as up there and us as down here, we miss the love of God for us and fail to fulfill our potential in him. 1 John 3:2. Read the scriptures in such a way that the love of God and his greatness are magnified.